When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah, man. That's right.
We do Fly Jams Friday every week, every Friday, doing it for many years now. And Fly Jams Friday. This is when you request your Fly Jams right now. Dan just got out of the TARDIS, and he is now DJ Shagru, all decked out. Viggity, viggity, Vic, verified double V, running around in the newsroom like a lunatic, as he always does. Esmeralda, the heart Melda. Esmeralda, how many holes have you drilled into that hut with your head while you're spinning?
Well, there's so many holes that there's now just one large hole.
Oh, I see. So it's like a sinkhole.
Right.
Right. All right. Esmeralda is the Esmeralda of the Heart Melda. I'm Wiki Wiki Nikki, and you are who you are. And if you want to get in here, we got our lines are open right now for your requests, and DJ Shagru will spin them for you. Anything funky, anything R&B, we celebrate that every Friday on Fly Jams Friday. So get your requests in right now. 312-981-7200. Get them in now. 312-981-7200. All right, I picked a couple of requests here this morning. DJ Shagru, yes?
Just because it's 2 o'clock, don't stop the music. You feel like dancing and prancing, don't stop the music.
Yeah. Esmeralda, doesn't that sound like a funky chipmunk record?
Then, yes, for the chipmunk set.
Well, that's actually Yarbrough and Peoples with Don't Stop the Music. And there's like a, you know, there's like a 27-minute version of that song. Where it's just down, 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 down for like 27 minutes. And,
with the chipmunk?
With the chipmunk.
Singing.
Don't stop the music!
They That's love a good jam.
They do, man. The chipmunks have been known to be fly.
Oh, yeah. Didn't they do a whole Michael Jackson?
They did, yes. Yeah. So, there you go. Maybe that'll be the next chipmunks movie, because they always have those. We got to come up with another pun for the title, because they had the squeak wool. What was the other one? The second sequel had like a ridiculous name, the Squeakquel. Oh, I can't remember what it was.
Well, we can figure it out since we're now in the movie writing business.
Exactly, and sort of pun too, because we bong marine instead of submarine. That's the title of our movie, Esmeralda.
Oh, it's the title?
Yeah,
we're gonna have to discuss this.
Oh, come on, Cheech and Chong's Bong Marine.
I just thought they would name the submarine the Bong Marine.
Let's call the movie the Bong Marine. You put bong in the title of a movie and it's a hit. Yeah, Esmeralda, you should look up. Look this up. This is a real movie. Charles Band Productions. This is a guy who makes low-budget, ridiculous, stupid horror movies. He's a great guy. He's at Flashback Convention every year, and he's great. But he's made a bunch of movies, a series of horror movies called Evil Bong. Look. And by the way, Tommy Chong is in them. So,
of course. Who else are you going to get?
Who else are you going to get for a horror movie where there's an evil bong that's killing people? So it's a bong that's killing people. And there's a series of them. I think there are like 4 evil bong movies. Look them up. They're hilarious. Look them up on the lines. All right. We got a break. The news is coming up next. And then we come back. Fly Jams Friday will continue right here on WGN. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5. Steve Grzanich coming up next. with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran with your weekend morning drive here, Friday morning drive at 6. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Talk and text, and we are taking your Fly Jam request. DJ Shagru is ready to go. 312-981-7200. That was one of my requests there. Dan, DJ Shagru, you familiar with Loose Ends?
I coincidentally enough, we got a request for it coming up, maybe not this week, but soon.
Somebody requested that song?
Not that song.
Oh, but another one by Loose Ends. That's Holding on a String. Esmeralda, you familiar with Loose Ends? Oh, the mic is 5 miles away from you. Hi.
Hi.
Loose Ends?
Only the ones I tie up. I don't know. I was trying to think of something.
What's going on here now? Hold on.
That wasn't orchestrated too well.
It's all night. I've had this ready, and it was set up wrong all night, and I couldn't.
All right.
I had that set up all wrong. So, all right.
Yeah, that wasn't much of a joke.
No, it was good though.
What, really?
Yeah, it was fantastic. All right.
It's Friday.
It's Fly Jams Friday. And you were just spinning on your head for 45 minutes.
That's true. I'm dizzy.
Yeah. So that's what
I'm still not used to it. After all these Fridays.
That's right. All right. We have a request here from Amanda in Michigan. Now, Dan, I would think that you would find this one particularly interesting.
I did. Very much so.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's hear it. There you go. Now, being the expert on that song, Dan, how do you feel about that sort of Fly Jam's old school interpretation?
I appreciated it. I mean, I mean, nothing compares to the original, of course. but you know, any chance for that song to be heard again and again,
right?
It's a good thing.
All right, that's Postmodern Jukebox. They're really big, Postmodern Jukebox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're doing all the modern.
Yeah. And that was featuring Michael Kilgore. And Amanda in Michigan said, it's sung in Fly Jam style. Old school Fly Jams, yeah.
Mm.
Absolutely. All right. More requests here, 312-981-7200. All right, how about this one? This is Ken, Rag and Bone Man, I'm Only Human.
Oh, some people got the real problem.
That's a jam. Would that also make it a Fly Jam? Anyway, I was looking up at the screen. We've got the WGN morning news on. And a couple of kids got busted because they ran into their principal at Wrigley. They were supposed to be in school, and they ran into their principal.
Oh. Well, what about the principal?
He probably took a vacation day.
Oh. That's that kind of thing where you go, we don't talk about this, and you don't tell me, and... Because it'll even itself out.
Did you ever freak out? Did you ever see one of your teachers, like, in real life?
Yeah, I never liked it because I thought, I'm like, what are you doing living your life?
It was just so, it was always weird. Isn't that, Dan, what about, you ever have, I mean, you come from a family of teachers.
I did. I've had both ends, right? I've seen my teachers in public, and that was weird. And then I've been witness to students sing Eileen in public, right. And that's always funny.
It's so weird. I mean, obviously they're humans and they have to, you know,
right.
Go to Jewel and stuff. But I remember seeing... You know, like my teachers, like in restaurants or something, or and I'm like, what's going on?
Don't you eat cafeteria food all day and live in the school?
You live in the school and you don't go to the bathroom. You live in the school. You don't go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
You never go. I don't want to see you at Jewel.
I still I have friends who are teachers, and for some reason, I'm just like, oh, that's right. That is like this is your job.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a nut, whatever is, time to time jump.
What's it like when the kids see Eileen? Do they kind of freak out?
They kind of freak out, and you can kind of see them get shy, and like it was at a grocery store, so they kind of like are looking at, you know, the fruit stand very, very intently, and sneaking peeks and everything.
Yeah. I remember I saw one of my teachers. I was in grade school. I saw one of my teachers at Jewel. I was with my folks, and I was completely mesmerized by what she was buying. Like, I was looking in her basket going, like, wow.
Teachers, they're just like
they're
us.
They're just like us. She's not buying robot products to help her because she's a robot. She's not buying oil and stuff.
I mean, I've seen some of my teachers from back in the day on Facebook and things, and it's just like, what?
Oh, I've got many high school, at least high school, you know. It's
You're
different
a
in,
teacher.
It's different in high school, obviously. But I remember being in grade school and teachers, you know, walking around with cigarettes, like coming out of the break room with cigarettes.
Well, oh, all right.
I'm not, well, it's the 70s.
Yeah, but, oh, okay.
It's
yeah, but you would think that they wouldn't allow it just, you know, as a... kind of.
Yeah. I mean, they had, like, the teacher's lounge. So, like, they would have the teacher's lounge. Then you'd see the door open and the teacher's lounge is... they're all puffing away. And I had a librarian, our librarian. We had library class or whatever the hell it was. We would be in the library.
Library sciences.
And she would... I blew weed. I'm convinced that she blew weed constantly.
No.
I'm convinced of it.
Well, wait, why?
Well, one... You could kind of, it smelled a little funny, and this was before I knew what weed was. And second of all, she acted, upon reflection, she acted high all the time.
Wow.
So
she's a cool librarian. She's cool,
yeah, well, this was the mid-70s, Esmeralda, so there you go. Everybody was cool and high. All right. all right, let's get back to Fly Jams Friday, and here's Jasmine on WGN. Hi, Jasmine.
How you doing?
Hi.
Sorry, I haven't called in forever. I've been busy with senior year.
All right. Congratulations on that.
So I heard this song on TV a few weeks ago, and it had Fly written all over it.
Okay.
Can you play the theme from Night Court?
The theme from Night Court. Okay. That's Fly, Jasmine.
Fly.
And by the way, I just thought I'd let you know, after I go to my prom, I will watch Carrie.
Oh.
Not until after my prom.
Not until after, so I want to give you any ideas, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Jasmine. Well, have a fun prom, okay?
I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you, Jasmine. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
You should do a whole Fly Jams theme songs.
From TV shows?
Yeah.
Wow.
Barney Miller.
Coincidentally, we've got another Fly Jams TV show theme song coming up later.
Okay. All right. Here's Jeff on WGN sneaking one in here before we take a break. Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your request?
How about Janet Jackson, Control?
Got it. Here we go. That mama, the movie. That was a long ago. This is in the upper echelon of Fly Jams.
Yeah. This is my second time hearing this today.
Really?
Yeah, I was listening to a Janet Jackson radio station on Spotify.
Wow. That's a jam, though. Hey!
Oh, yeah.
You know who produced that, right?
Who?
Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas.
Oh.
Yeah. That's one of the flyest. I mean, that's like a definition Fly Jam.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to go, hey, I don't know what a Fly Jam is, just play Control and go, listen closely. I saw Janet Jackson twice. She was fantastic. Big, crazy show. I saw her on the Rhythm Nation tour, which was
man.
Was so good. So good! All right. Hey, we have to break here. We got weather, we got traffic, and then Fly Jams shall continue. 312-981-7200 on a Fly Friday. Yeah, man. You know who that is, Esmeralda?
No.
That's Surface.
Is it spelled?
No, it's spelled like the regular word. It's, oh, okay. Not, it's not spelled in any weird, funky way. Surface with Only You Make Me Happy. There.
That's nice.
Isn't that nice? Fly Jams Friday, everybody. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And let's see. We got a bunch of people who are calling in with some requests here at 312-981-7200. And we also have some previous text requests that we'll get to as well. All right. Here's Mike on WGN. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing there?
All right, buddy.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about Jimmy Castle last night.
Yeah.
So I had to get this. My first experience with Jimmy Castle back in 1966 and Hey Leroy.
Yeah. Is it, was that one? Yeah. Not a lot of lyrics in that one, Mike.
No. Jimmy Castle blows a mean sax. So
yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he was. And I got to tell you, I had him on. I had him on the show in 2008, I believe it was. It was right. He died a couple of years later, if I'm not mistaken. And he was fantastic. A guest. Fantastic. He was so hilarious and just really, really great. And he thought
had
it was
a long career, man.
Oh yeah. And he thought it was ridiculous that we made the Bertha Butt Boogie the theme of the 2008 Cubs. But every time something good would happen in 2008, the entire bar would go bump. Bum, bum, ba dum, ba dum, bum, bum.
All right, dude.
All right, Mike. Take care, buddy. Have a good
you
weekend.
Too, man.
All right. Let's see. Dino made a request and texted it to us. This, of course, is the main ingredient. This is their biggest hit.
Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody plays the fool. Everybody does. Sometimes.
Very true.
Sometimes. That's what they're just want to let you know. That it, sometimes you're going to play the fool.
Always?
Not always. Sometimes.
Never.
No, not never, but sometimes.
Does not apply.
No. Okay, let's see. Here is, Steve is on WGN. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Nick. How's it going?
Good, buddy. What's up?
Just have a request for Fly Jams Friday for Mike Jabern's Funktastic.
Oh, please. Yes.
I want to get funky, baby. I want to get down. I want to get funky, baby.
All right, Steve, thanks for the request. That's our good friend, Mike Jabern, and his Funktastic band. He's amazing. This guy is amazing and funky as hell. And April 26th, he's got a gig where he's playing an entire James Brown album.
Very nice.
And he's a he's a skinny white kid from Skokie. And it just doesn't, that doesn't sound like the work of a skinny white kid from Skokie. He's been on the show like three times. He's spectacular. And we were lucky enough to have, he's been on a couple times without his band. And we just played some of his music and talked to him. And he's a great guy and an amazing player. But he brought like his entire band down here one time. We had like, 18 people in here. And funky. That's all I'm saying. So, Steve, thanks for the request. Oh, Bennett, the business of funk has made his request known. What is it? Bennett always has some funky stuff up his sleeves.
He does.
That's cut his copy.
Very funky sleeves.
He has funky sleeves. That's his nickname on the radio.
Funky sleeves?
Bad funky sleeves!
It's Bennett, the business of funk is not enough.
That's not enough. He's got to have another nickname, funky sleeves. Cut Copy is the name of the artist, and the song is called Take Me Over. All right, one more, and here's our final request of the morning. This is Audrey on WGN. Hi, Audrey.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday.
Same to you.
Thank you.
Okay, what do you got?
Would you be able to play Native Love by Divine?
Let's hear it. That, Audrey, was a staple in the clubs in the 80s.
It absolutely was.
Oh, my God. I didn't go a lot. I'm not the type of guy to go clubbing, but whenever I was dragged to a club in the 80s, that song was played every single
absolutely.
Time. Yeah. All right, Audrey, thank you.
Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Have a great weekend, Esmeralda. Tell everybody to listen to you when?
Sunday morning, 2 to 5 a.m. I'll be in with John Hansen
for Dave Plyer. So make sure everybody tune into that. Mm-hmm. Have a great weekend, Esmeralda.
Thank you.
We'll see
too.
You Monday, and we will return with the news.